Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome back to part two of the French Connections Monday edition, the 22nd day of May 2006. Again, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you back with me here today for part two. You know, I told you earlier that we had been, Eric and myself and many others, in fact, I've got collaborators of all different stripes, have been looking behind the scenes here to find out who is spinning the World Trade Center, Pentagon, you know, non-Israeli connection, Black Pope nonsense and everything. And what we've been trying to do is go beyond the surface of these particular stories that they're spinning, the lies they're spinning, and find out who's doing it, who's getting financed to do it, and why these people are getting the kind of traction they are in our groups. And you know, in other words, we're trying to dissect the mechanism by which they disseminate the lies. And we've had some success, in fact. We find out that most every time we've had a book come out or a video come out, such as Dylan Avery, we find out we've got Deborah Simon behind it, and we find out the Simon family is very involved in Hollywood and producing movies. And this theme actually runs through almost every single subject that we have been able to find out is bull out there. When we dig underneath, we find Jewish Zionist names, Ashkenazi Zionists. So I thought it would be interesting to have Eric come on and explain some of the research we're now doing with me, and we can maybe look into some of the directions we're heading with some of our investigating. Eric, are you with me?
Yes.
Great to have you back, Eric.
Well, it's good to be here.
How you been?
Oh, doing all right.
Well, you know, Eric, we have been looking into just when you see a video like Dylan Avery's video, on the surface of it, it looks like what they said. A couple of young kids got together and threw this video together because they're angry at the way the country's going. Now, that sells quite well when you're trying to promote that around the Internet, and it looks pretty good on paper. But there's more to that story than the rest of the people know about, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at what's the content, it's, you know, they basically just took some of the information that was already out there and then added a couple of stupid things like Carl Schwartz's idiotic theory. And then they cut out a lot of what I had in my video already about the media being corrupt and the FBI being corrupt. And so it's sort of like just a light version of 9/11. And it's primarily directing people's anger towards the U.S. government. And then but what really gets bizarre is you look at who's promoting it, because that by itself wouldn't mean a thing. Everybody has their own opinions, you know, and you could say, well, that's just their opinion. They're young. What do they know? But you have to look at the Internet. It's all over the place. Everybody is pushing it. And it's, you look at who some of the people are, and then that's when you find the super rich. I mean, we're talking billionaires here. We're not just talking millionaires. Billionaires.
Well, be a name dropper.
Like the Simon family, you mentioned. And you see, what a lot of people also don't realize is there's other movies coming out now. They're in the works right now. We got a WTC movie. I think they're calling it World Trade Center. I don't think the name is totally fixed yet, but that's what it's planning to be. And then there's another one about the Pentagon attack. And look at them. You'll find, again, Joel Ratner is one of them. This could be one of the Ratner family people. We're not sure yet. We haven't figured it out. It could be one of these, another of the Zionist Ratners who's putting out this movie, helping to put it out. And then the other movie, we got more Zionists, you see, coming out in that one. And see, this will help people to understand. One of the questions we get all the time from what you call the ordinary citizens, when you try to talk to your friends and relatives about this attack, one of the common responses they give you is, well, why would the U.S. government attack its own people and attack its own city and destroy its own buildings and cause such incredible chaos for its own employees? This is something that a lot of people have trouble getting over. And when you start looking closely at who did this attack, and more importantly, who is trying to cover it up, you have to wonder how many really are Americans.
Or if they are Americans, they also are Israeli citizens. They're dual.
Yeah,
like Chertoff.
Their real loyalty doesn't seem to be America at all. It seems to be to take it over or to help Israel.
That's right.
A lot of these are real strong supporters of Israel. They're even in like Israeli lobbies and stuff. And so when you get this question from people, well, why would the U.S. government attack its own people? You have to point out to them, well, look at who's involved. Look at the landlords, billionaires like Frank Lowy, Israelis. Like, you know, they call him an Australian, but, you know, he wasn't an Israeli fighting in their war before he moved to Australia.
Well, we made a point earlier in the year that Mr. Rentz had a single degree of separation from a publisher, a nationally recognized, not nationally recognized, but the largest international and national publisher of periodicals in the world, and that is the Newhouse family, and they are virulent Zionists. And his mom stepmom has been with these folks for 20 years, and she's the chief editor of the largest profit maker for their whole company, which is the Architectural Digest. Well, you know, everybody say, well, why would the Architectural Digest be important? Well, that's the one that ends up on the coffee table and on the waiting room table of every doctor in the country. So it's a huge circulation. And so, I mean, those are questions you have to ask. I mean, Eric, if your stepfather was Karl Rove, I'd have some questions for you.
Well, yeah, and it's not so much that as when you look at his behavior. You see,
that's right.
You know, that by itself, it doesn't really matter who your brother or sister is,
well,
or mother.
No, it does when it matches up with this other stuff. Sure, it does.
Yeah, but what you have to look at is his behavior.
Yeah.
And who he promotes and what he promotes. See, that's when the connection becomes significant. You see, because, I mean, by itself, he may have a lot of relatives. He may even, for all we know, related to the Queen Elizabeth. But when you look at his behavior, his website, half of it's UFO stuff, and the other half is like what you might call Zionism light. You know, it gives you a little bit of it, but it's not quite the whole story. It's never the whole story, and it's a lot of true, utter nonsense. This crop circle stuff.
Well, we get a lot of this Tarpley character, who again was found himself on. He's now got his own show on RBN, which is the sister, clandestine operation of Genesis and RBN are behind the scenes working together, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't already know that. And how do I know? I've been in both organizations and know that this is, you know, rotten to the hilt. But Tarpley's on Jones today, and of course his whole thesis is made in America, terrorism made in America.
That's right. They're always trying to push you over to someone like Bush. And now this is where this connection becomes real important. When you look behind the scenes, you see a lot of these people, the Simons, the Ratners, and some of the others, some of their family members, like George Soros, they're all related. They're all working together to help promote people like Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. You know, they are on both sides of this, of the politics. You know, some of them are supporting Republicans, but then some of them of the same family, some of them are supporting these Democrats. And so either way, no matter who wins, it's still the same billionaire Zionist families in control. And this is what people have to watch out for, because that's what they look like they're setting up right now. They're setting Bush up to look bad. They may try to run Hillary Clinton, but look at who is supporting Hillary Clinton. You got people like Soros. You've got people like these other billionaire families. And some of the same families. This is where it gets peculiar. Look at those families, these billionaire Zionist families.
They've all got, a lot of them have connections to Hollywood, don't they?
That too. They have politicians in their pocket because they donate to everybody. Well, you know, some are donating to Democrats, creating the impression that they're liberals. Some donate to Republicans, creating the impression that they're Republicans. But they basically have them all. They're controlling them all. And this is why when people say, you know, why would the government attack itself? Well, it's not the U.S. government. It's these people.
And these people who bought the government. The government's bought and paid for now.
Right. So even if you look at the 9/11 commission, who did they put on that commission? People like Lee Hamilton, who is on, I think the Simons are the ones that keep donating to him. And he's even a part of one of their big companies. So these people are just puppets. All of these people are puppets. And it's them who are doing this. And we can name these people. We can do something about these people. They're not a New World Order. They're not an Illuminati. They're people with names and addresses.
That's right. And they've got clandestine dealings. They've got plans for us. They've got plans for their media campaign to obfuscate the facts and to muddy the waters, Eric. You know, and they've got this Flight 93 movie, this nonsensical movie that came out. Talking. I mean, of course, you and I both know you couldn't do a cell phone call from the plane, of course. But during that's all happening. It's bizarre in the extreme that the American public wouldn't smell a rat a lot earlier. I mean, I smelled a rat a long time ago, and still they can't seem to wrap their brain around the fact that this is a conspiracy of this magnitude. Now, how do we boil it down for them to get them to understand just how dire things are becoming with this control mechanism that is being placed upon us?
Well, you know, like you were saying earlier about your own relative, you know, dismissing everything you said. Over Mother's Day, one of my brother's girlfriends saw that United 93 movie. And now my one brother realizes that, you know, this whole thing's a big scam now. He's looked at the material I gave him, and he believes it. But his girlfriend saw this movie, and now she was telling us, boy, this movie, it's so realistic. There's no actors. It's so real. The government story, it really convinced me. And then after a while, I said, you know, you can't make cell phone calls from airplanes. And you could see the silence and the anger. It's like anger. Like, shut up. Stop it.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the only way to counteract this. Is to get. We need a lot of people to just continually pound on this. Email people, tell them, because they're following the crowd like a bunch of dumb animals. And if it's just a few of us doing the talking, we're ignored. You know, they know it's happening. You could see the anger, like in my brother's wife, the anger in her face when I said that.
Well, you know, the anger when I said that Hillary Clinton was part of the right and left are the same thing. She hung up on me, Eric.
Well, yeah, and the anger, you see what it is? It's the truth hurts really, really badly. See, nonsense doesn't hurt you. If I were to say something to you like, I think 2 + 2 = 5, I just did the calculations, you'd be thinking, oh, this poor guy, what happened to his mind? But that doesn't hurt you. You might feel sad. You might feel sorry for me, but it wouldn't hurt you.
Mm.
But then when I say to my relatives, you can't make cell phone calls from the airplanes. That is painful. You can see it in their expressions. And my mom even said, okay, let's change the subject.
Which is the first thing most people want to do.
That's right. It hurts them. They know it's starting. The information is getting out there. You see, this is a sign the information is getting out there. They've heard it. And they realize it. They won't admit it, but they are sensing it. And we just have to keep pounding on them because they are sensing it. When you bring this issue up now, you can see the pain.
Well, I experienced it in my call yesterday, and I, you know, this is from someone who intellectually, at least on paper, is brilliant. I mean, a very strong student, always of top level executive jobs, very smart. And yet, on the most basic of information, they turn away like children, almost like a child who finds out something that they can't deal with, and they want to run in their room and hide under the covers or something.
Well, yeah, it reminds me of when you were scared of the dark rooms. I remember looking into a dark basement at my grandmother's house, and it's scary when you're a little kid. That's what this is like. It's like these people never completely grew up or something. They're like obnoxious little children that never quite made it. They need somebody to hold their hand.
Well, and I think the smarter you are in some cases, the more barricades and barriers you can throw up.
Oh, well, part of that, I think it's because they become, a lot of people just become conceited. They get college degrees or they make a lot of money, and then they think they're so special. And then when you tell them that they've been fools all this time, you know, that's hard for them.
That's right.
You're knocking them off their pedestal. They don't like that.
Well, that was part of what happened with my cousin as well. That was the idea that I would have information that would burst her bubble. She probably assumed that I'd be the last person to be able to burst her bubble with that kind of information. But here's where we're going with this, Eric. You know, little by slowly, we've got to get the dead wood out of the people's faces so they can start seeing the real story part of that dead wood are people like Rents and Jones and Tarpley and Shemansky and Schwartz and some others. You know, these people are the ones that are obfuscating. They're clouding it, clouding up the truth. And you see, once we can get people to wrap their brain around the fact that these people have just lied to them wholesale, we can start replacing the myths and lies that they were told with some more with factual information, basically.
Right. That's what we have to do. But people have to start putting higher demands on these so-called truth seekers. It's like with Jim Hoffman, who he started off trying to tell us that the towers were brought down by masers. And then he started,
what's a maser?
Well, microwave laser. And and he eventually dropped it because people would ask him, well, where are these masers that can do such things? And he says, well, I don't know if they really exist, but you never know what the government's developed with all its black ops budget. People have to realize, I mean, this guy is lying. What does it take? And this guy is going on tour now. He is like Tarpley, traveling around, giving speeches. What is this guy giving speeches for? He is an obvious liar.
Well, more importantly, who's paying his baggage? Who's paying his freight?
Right, and why do people pay to go to these meetings with this guy? You know, people. The problem is, you can see the same thing in politics. The people have no standards of quality for people in leadership positions. People like John Kerry and George Bush, what are these? These are not leaders. And John Kerry, look at who supports him. You'll find that same Kerry crowd. The Soros and
that's right.
The other, and then look, there's other billionaire Zionists, and a lot of them. There's an article that just came out in the Barnes Review about the Russian mafia.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are Ashkenazis. They're not.
That's right. Every single one of them, in fact, with almost to a man.
And see, they're disguising themselves as Russians. They're not Russians. We gotta call them Ashkenazis is what we ought to be calling them. It's an Ashkenazi mafia. It's worldwide. It's all over America. A lot of these people are even from the Russians. Like Jenna Orkin's family seems to be that one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be why she's trying to deceive us about the dust. The health problems in New York City are phenomenal. There are thousands of people still suffering health problems. But she is out there working to deflect the attention, to make it sound like, oh, the EPA was just trying to open Wall Street for everybody to keep the business going, and it's just some dust. And I mean, they're all lying. All of these people are lying, and there's a phenomenal amount of money behind them.
There is, and in fact, when you start scratching the surface and you find people like Walper, who was part of this criminal elite that was fabricating massive Hollywoodian deceptions on us back in the 70s, 80s, and of course, now you take a look at people like Aaron Russo. You can take a look at others like, of course, the Simon family being involved. They made movies like Porky's and some other trash movies. But all of them, many of these people, go back to the news groups, to the newspaper groups, or to Hollywood.
Right. And when people also say, well, you shouldn't criticize these people. These are the criminals. What do you mean we shouldn't criticize them? That's what we're trying to do, isn't it? You know, people say, well, we should concentrate on 9/11. Well, this is 9/11.
That's right.
What they're trying to do is fool people. And this is what's so sad, is to watch so many people fall for their deception. When they say, well, we shouldn't criticize them. Well, what are we supposed to do then? Just spend the rest of our lives talking about what might have hit the Pentagon? This is what we've got to stop doing. Tell people, we've got the evidence. Quit getting caught up in these silly arguments over what exactly happened. We don't know the details. We don't need them. Don't waste your time. We've got to go after the people doing this. We've got to identify them. And then we've got to decide, what are we going to do? We're just going to sit here and let it go on and on and on?
No.
This is the point. We have to identify the people. That is the crime network. That is 9/11. That is part of solving it, is who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they say to you, oh, you shouldn't criticize them, well, that's what we're supposed to do.
That's
Don't
right.
fall for their deception. You know, this is a battle of intelligence here. And so you've got to be a little bit smarter.
Well, you know, then we have people that are, you know, they're way behind the curve, yet they're still interested in learning. You know, we've got people like when I had Joan V on the broadcast, and there are a lot of people out there who, you know, for one reason or another, have only taken a few steps into the facts, and of course they think that things that we're saying are beyond rational even. And of course it takes a little time to look at the information, such as Ben Friedman and Unter Meyer's speech in 1933 to his criminal cohorts, and or Rosenthal's interview, or many of the others. And when you start listening to all of that, then you're able to jump to the next level, which is what I would like to recommend right now. You know, a lot of people ask me questions in emails that they could answer themselves by some of the files that are already on the site. And here's the thing. They think that the show we do is a radio show. It's not. This is an informational an informational programming that has no time necessity on any of these files, Eric. I mean, we put together these facts, we dig out the reality of it, and then once the truth is known, it's timeless.
Well, right, it's like Benjamin Friedman's speech. That was from 1961, but
that's
it's
right.
Still important.
Well, it, what's important about it, and he does get a few things wrong, but you got to understand, that's 46 years ago. The point being that he knew there was a serious problem. Well, he knew he was part of it for a number of years of his life, but the fact is now we've got stuff we began developing in November and December of last year, with starting out with Christopher's work, talking about Amalek and talking about some of the religious aspects of this conspiracy. And then we moved on. We've had Tex Mars on. We've had many others, including David Pidcock's first work with us and Rafik's first work. There are a lot of those files that people coming to the site have not even heard yet. And what they need to know is that just because a new show didn't come out for The French Connection, that doesn't mean that you have to stop learning. There's plenty of learning to be done on the website.
Right. They should just take a look at some of the older, you know, the earlier ones. Because it doesn't really matter when they were made, whether it's now or later. It's still the same useful information.
That's right.
And but, you just have to just email it around every once in a while, just one at a time. Don't overwhelm people with 500 of them. Just send one out once in a while. And
yeah,
if you keep, it's, you know, they're going to resist, but it's like, you know, it's like trying to break down a building. You got to pound it more than once. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to crack these people's eggs in a way. You got to keep pounding on them and let them realize there's a bunch of us out here. It's growing. It's not shrinking. This movement is growing slowly.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, you know, after not doing very many shows in the last week, of course, the donations fell off, the visits to the website fell off, and what this said to me was that, you know, people are relying on, in some ways, on my efforts to feel like they need to participate, and that's unfair. This is not about you and I, Eric, although we're at the tip of the spear. You know, when we're not there, the spear is still a viable weapon against these people, and you got to keep fighting regardless of whether I did a show today or tomorrow or something. Is, you know, to let this thing drop off because you don't hear that I did a new broadcast is not helping.
Well, yeah, and part of the reason you can't keep doing them is most of the people that are on this, I guess you'd call it the circuit, you know, the interview circuit, most of them are liars.
That's right.
This is the other thing people have to realize. You know, why are certain ones getting publicity? And yeah, look at what they're saying. They're not saying much. These are the liars. That's why they're always on the other shows. That's why they get on television. That's why they get on into the newspapers. They are the ones being promoted because they're the ones lying. And who's going to come forward with some truth? There aren't that many of them. Or if there are, we just don't know too much about them because they're hidden also.
Well, there are people willing to fight with us. And basically what we need to do now is just to share the fact that we have uncovered this conspiracy. We do know it's real. It's factual. It has been. We've pounded the pavement and made sure our information is valid. And like you said, 9/11 is a dead issue as far as you know what we need to do. I mean, it's always going to be the most horrible event America ever faced. You know, terrible in the extreme. But my point is, we know they did that already. Now you and I being part of what the solution is going to be, we have to look beyond 9/11 and say, well, now what do we do once we know that this has been established?
That's right. You know, you can think of it in terms of a smaller crime. If people are having trouble, think of your car being stolen, and imagine the policeman spending all their time, year after year, just looking at things like the tire marks, trying to figure out exactly how they took the car, never bothering with who took it or what they did with it or how to actually get it back. Imagine just spending all their time trying to figure every detail about how they did it. That's what people in the 9/11 movement are doing, spending all their time trying to figure out, well, how did they do it? What kind of plane was it? This move beyond it. We've got it. Move beyond it. Don't waste your time. That's my advice. Don't get caught up in those arguments on the internet. Don't get caught up in those arguments with your relatives. Move beyond it. Tell them there's enough evidence. We've proven it. We've got to start identifying who did it, and we've got to decide what are we going to do with the rest of our lives. What are we going to do with this country and in this world? Because we can do something. We've got the time. We haven't died of old age yet or their wars. So let's do something. We can do it. We can get together. We can do something. But we've got to move beyond it and don't get caught in their deception.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, one person can be a catalyst. And I believe you are a catalyst to this these facts. And I try to be a good representative of these facts myself. But, you know, certainly it's the truth that we have to stand on. It's the information that has to stand out there and be what we beat, you know, beat people over the head with the facts and say, look, you can't turn away from this anymore because the consequences are going to be horrible for your children and their children. And I mean, we're going to have a country of crap for generations if we don't stop these people. And I for one, Eric, cannot see a world where the only rulers that I have to, you know, be living under are from this group, this Ashkenazi group. I can't have this as my future. It's not acceptable to me.
Well, not only that, but if you look at what they're doing with the things like the uranium, I mean, look at all the uranium that has supposedly been dumped over in Iraq, and it's showing up in sensors and as far away as Britain and other in America.
Yep.
I mean, the future generations, there may be tremendous retardation. I mean, much more than we have.
Retardation.
I mean, it's unbelievable. If you look at what happened in the 1940s when the U.S. military discovered nuclear bombs, you know, they went nuts, like little children playing games, testing the bombs all over the atmosphere and in the waters. And it took thousands of scientists years to tell them, stop it, you're dumping radioactive waste on us. And think about this. It took years and thousands of scientists around the world to get them to finally stop this. Now, if that's how long it took just to get them to stop that, you know, we got the same thing going on today. We've got a military that is under someone's control, and they don't seem to care about any of this. They are hurting, you know, what's weird is they're hurting themselves because they've got to live in this world. This is the kind of people we're dealing with here. Totally immoral, nuts. And if you look at how some of these people became rich, look at the Simon family. Take a look at the Ratners. Take a look at the Millers of Cleveland. If these people are not getting to be billionaires because they're performing some incredible service to humanity. These people are cheating. They're producing crummy products a lot of the times. They're taking advantage of
politicians. They're importing drugs to MENA. They're involved in white sex slavery. They're lending their money to promotion of pornography. They're involved in clandestinely supplying other countries with armaments to kill each other. You know, they're providing faulty equipment to our own government. They're building houses that are under substandard and getting big city contracts. They're buying up governments. The sickness is unbelievable, and when I see it, and I know it's the same Ashkenazi Zionist group, I've got to say to everybody around me, man, how long is it going to take for you to wake up? I mean, this broadcast has its 10,000 listeners, but take a look at the number of people there are in the world, Eric. We got 6.4 billion.
I know. It's amazing. But see, what's also sad is these people, even Jews are going to be victims of these people.
That's right.
I mean, look in Israel. If the uranium stories are true, that they're pumping out 100,000 tons or whatever it is, I mean, that's going to get over into Israel, too. They're going to start having retarded babies, too. The people have to realize these are not Jews. These are not even normal people. These are psychopaths. These are lunatics. We are allowing them to hide behind this Jew tag and hide behind this anti-Semitism tag. You see, they're holding up pictures of Hitler and hiding behind this. We've got to stop this. These people are lunatics. They're criminals. They're selfish beyond anything imaginable. And
well,
we've got to stand up to them.
You know, our effort has borne fruit. I do ask everybody to redouble your effort again to get this out again. Go back out into those, if you've taken a little break along with me, to start back up again. Get those motors running again. Get the message boards back on and those forums and hit the, you know, the Craigslist. Craigslist is a great place. They don't censor at Craigslist, Eric.
Yeah, well, that might be one, and there's, it's hard to know what's better. Each person has to just, you know, try to something different. Let everybody, because that everybody has different message boards or different relatives or different, if you know, universities, email it to the professors and the students, too. So you just have to, it's just a constant thing, because we're up against some billionaires, people that have no morals, and they have a lot of money, and they are buying our politicians. We've got so many people in this country that can be bought so easily. I mean, even if you take a look at people like Lee Hamilton, what is this guy doing it for? Money? It doesn't seem to take much, and they've got a lot of it. So,
this guy Benvenista that was on that 9/11 commission. I mean, this guy has legal contracts with 9 out of the 10 main players behind the scenes. So no wonder he was on that commission. He was there to protect that commission from ever making any headway on any truth.
Yeah, and notice that also that some are Democrats, some are Republicans. It makes no difference.
That's right.
They're all bought and paid for by the same group of people.
You got it, Eric. Well, you know, we later in the week, we're going to pull a rabbit out of our hats and get a decent interview lined up. It's not easy to get quality here, but we do get it. I have a couple of feelers out for some new information. As long as it's going to move the ball down the field, hopefully we'll bring that to the people, but today's broadcast, Eric, is just a revisit here, and I know that you're working on some documentation on some of the things we've made claims to today, and going to put an article together with me. We've talked about some of the parts of that article and what we're going to add to it and what we're going to take away, but it's a work in progress, and we'll get that out soon. So you know, we're back on the hunt here for these bad guys, and again. Tell your friends that some of the worst obfuscators and liars in this whole thing are the people that are getting the most attention. And I'll give you an example of Alex Jones. This guy is bad, bad, bad to the bone. Make no mistake about it. And I will never recoil from that claim. That man is working for these people. And how do I know? Just look who all his friends are and what he's doing. Come on. If you can't see that, then maybe you don't need to be with us, because that kind of person is just too blind and too lost to be helped.
Right. You have to look at what people actually do and who their associations are with, because you'll see the same thing with politicians. That's when you start finding the connections to the billionaire Zionist families, when you start looking at, you know, who they associate with. That's what we have to judge people by. Judge them on their behavior, not what they tell you. You know, they'll tell you, oh, I'm honest. You can trust me. I can't believe people actually say that. Oh, you can trust me. I mean, if it was true, you don't have to keep telling people.
Well, I've never asked you to trust me. I rather ask you to look at the work.
That's right. Judge
and I think, you know, I think the proof is in the effort, and in the proof is in the research, and the proof is in the connecting of the dots. And I think that's where our you know, credibility comes from. And isn't it funny, Eric, that so few people want to sit with us? It shocks me to think that we would be marginalized in this way by people who have nothing to do with the deception. In other words, the listeners themselves. It's amazing how effective the trashing that they do about us actually works.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. And the average person, of course, they have yet to really get involved in this. But it is changing a little bit. In fact, I just got an email. There was somebody in Iraq, somebody who works there, I don't know, I think as a contractor. He's saying even the soldiers are starting to wonder what's going on over there, why they're there. See, so anybody who knows somebody in the military, they could really help us by emailing their friends in this, that are in this military of ours. Tell them to wake up already. You know, tell them to look at this information. They could be a big help.
Well, you know, what we're going to have to do here, Eric, you and I, we're just going to have to turn the heat back up. You know, we both of us took a bit of a respite here, just at least a little bit. I mean, you know, I deal with bad news all day, every day, all day. I'm digging into bad news. I'm reading emails about bad news. I'm taking, you know, all of this stuff. And I'll tell you something. I'm not made of you know, I'm not made of tungsten steel here. I'm flesh and bone, and there's a point where my health starts being affected, and I'm not a healthy person. And the simple truth is that I needed to step back for a moment because, geez, you know, this is pretty awful stuff to have to work with every day.
Well, I think that's why a lot of people turn away from it. It upsets them, and they have a choice. They can go back to that television set and entertain themselves. So it takes a little bit of, I don't know, a certain type of personality to, you know, once in a while, just, you know, get back into this and realize we can make it better. Keep that in your mind. Keep in your mind we've got the technology to make a beautiful world. We've got the technology to make it easy for everybody. We don't have to be running around chasing after deer with sharp sticks any longer. So, you know, we can make things nicer. We just need more people to want to join us. So keep in mind that it is possible to make it better. We don't have to become victims of these few billionaire families.
That's right.
That's all it
well,
is.
Well, I refuse to let them control my life. I refuse to let them do that. And I've done everything in my capacity as a thinking person to limit their effect on my life. But you know, I'm up to my eyeballs in the result of what they've done. And you see, when you try to share these facts with people, that's the challenge they're going to take on at some point if they become as involved as we are. That you're going to have to face up to some terrible facts, and maybe, you know, it's not going to be in our lifetimes that we really get the best effect out of the efforts we're making. I mean, this takes time. It took generations for us to fall this far.
Yeah, we could do it immediately if we could just get the people. That's what's really, think yes. About it. One troop of Marines could just walk over to the Congress and say, get out of here. We've had it. It's over. Because no one's going to, they're not going to, the congressmen aren't going to pull out their guns and say, oh yeah, we're ready to, come on, boys, let's go. They're not going to fight them. And they could go over to the media and just grab all those people, the executives. They could go over to the Simon family, the Ratner family. Just say, okay, you're all under arrest. We're going to investigate all of you. It'd be easy. We outnumber them, million to one?
Yeah.
And we could do it tomorrow.
Well, this is one of the points I've made often, that, you know, they're 2% of the population, but look what they're controlling as 2%. And then you see what they're involved in and what they're controlling and how many of them are reading the news. How many of them are the main controllers of Washington, D.C. and Hollywood and the drug smuggling and the porn industry and then you start looking at the arms traders in the world fomenting wars and murder and everything. And you keep going. It's the same group, man. Just 2% of these.
Actually, it's not even 2% because of the 2%, a lot of them don't even know what's going on, you know?
That's right. So half of them aren't even doing it. So maybe 1% of the country's population is killing us all, basically what's happening.
Well, you can see the same thing in cities. If you look at the graffiti, it's coming from only a couple teenagers. Almost all of the graffiti comes from just a small number of teenagers. And it's because nobody does anything. Just a couple teenagers with some spray paint and a couple sharp items can scratch windows and spray all kinds of buildings and cause all kinds of damage simply because no one cares. If we just started to care, we just started to decide, you know, let's make it better. Let's quit this attitude because this type of attitude just encourages more crime. It encourages apathy. It just encourages more people to not care. You know, it's like when you let your house run down or yourself, other people aren't going to care about you if you don't care about it, if you don't care about yourself. So,
here, somebody's asking me in an email. She sent out some of the information and people got back to her and said, you know, nonsense, foolishness, la, la, la. And she said, when I get these kind of responses, I wonder why should I bother caring? Well, if you don't, you're going down the tubes. Here's the thing, Eric. If we do nothing, we are going to be the cattle, as they describe in their Talmud. We are going to become the very thing that they say that we are in their literature. And the simple truth is that that option is not acceptable to me. I mean, it's not.
Oh yeah, and
I can't end up being someone's bovine piece of cattle. It won't work for me.
Well, yeah, and plus, there will be some people that are helpless. So, you know, after a while, you can just move on from them. Don't worry about some, you know, individuals that just don't want to deal with it.
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing, though, Eric. You know, some people that you would think would wrap their brain into this,
they can't.
Are the ones that won't. And it blows my mind because I presented certain information to people that I was sure in my head that they would you know, be interested, and they clearly and very quickly were not.
I know. That's why you can't predict who's going to be interested and who isn't. That's why you just have to get it out to everybody, and don't be discouraged when you run across someone that just refuses. Because you don't know who you're going to affect. And the person you affect may seem like just an ordinary person, but then he may tell someone else, and it can just go all over the place because of this. So that's why you just have to do it. And don't get depressed. Keep in mind, we can do something. We can make it better.
Yep.
Don't get depressed. Think of it as a challenge. It's something to look forward to. We can make it better.
Well, the other thing too, I want to remind everybody, and I said it in the first segment. You know, I do this at the exclusion of any other activity because first of all, I don't have the energy. I'm not well, but it consumes the rest of my time when I'm not taking a nap or sleeping or something. And the fact is, you know, the support we need is a buck or $2 here and there. This is a grassroots thing, Eric.
Oh, I know.
And of course, it would be great if somebody endowed us with $20,000 or $30,000 or $50,000, and then we could start buying advertising everywhere. But the simple truth is that beyond that kind of donation, hey, if you want to send a buck or $5, this is helpful to us. I mean, look, we're spending most of our time doing it.
Well, I know people shouldn't be embarrassed about sending a dollar. I know it's so embarrassing to think I'll give a dollar, but that's all. This is not a high budget operation. So
no, it's not a high budget operation, but
so
it does have expenses.
That's
and
right. So it's even a buck.
If everybody, and see, here's the funny thing. I mean, we get 8, 7, 8, 10,000 people, and you would think if everybody sent a buck, geez, these guys would be fine for a long time. Nobody sends.
Yeah, there's a few. But that's what people have to realize. Don't be embarrassed, because this is a low-budget operation. We're not George Soros demanding billions.
That's right. Yeah. Or Hagee, or the guy that we fought to out there, Hagee, or the rest of the Pat Robertson, the rest of, who's this, the Frankist guy there, Billy Graham, the Jacob Frank descendant. I mean, you know, once you know the story, Eric, you get disgusted with the fact that other people can't see it.
Oh, I know. That's that's one of the problems we have here. And I think that's been going on for decades. And I think this, in turn, is what's causing a lot of this crime to continue. Because, you know, look at the people trying to expose the USS Liberty attack or the Kennedy assassination. Some of them may have just dropped out after a while in disgust and say, I give up. And every time they drop out, that there goes one person who would have cared.
Yeah.
And who's causing it? It's these, our friends and relatives.
That's right.
It's them. And see, the biggest enemy, it's always the people of the organization. They are always the biggest enemy. Whether it's sports organizations or businesses or nations, it's always the people.
Yeah.
And and it's their inability to select proper leadership. It's their inability to care about what they're doing. Their refusal to be responsible. So this is a problem. It's how many people have given up already with 9/11? I don't know. So that's why that's why it's important not to give up, not to get depressed. Keep it going and tell people. Because if you look around the world, you'll see it's changing now. It looks like they're really on the defensive. You can see it now with people.
Well, I told you, they're bombarding the airwaves in France with the Holocaust movies, and they got Adolf Hitler on every channel, and they're trying to destroy this with this Da Vinci Code nonsense, and they've got Madonna standing on a cross in front of everybody, acting like a prostitute, and well, she probably is, and I mean, you know, they're pulling out every stop they can just to muddy the waters so that this does not catch on.
Yeah, and that's a sign they feel like they're losing, and they may very well be. So this is why it's really important now. Don't give up. Keep it going. Keep it out. The WorldNet Daily is even on the defensive. If you look at their one of their articles. I mean, they're even trying to explain how come they lie about 9/11. And Amy Goodman, someone said they saw her on one of the one of those television shows. She actually witnessed, apparently, the collapse of Building 7. Yet she won't talk about any of this. These are, you know, the media is lying. People have to stop buying newspapers, their magazines. This is another very important thing. If we could just get people to stop buying those things. Scientific American lied to us about 9/11. Popular
Mechanics. Oh, boy, the worst is National Geographic, bought and paid for.
And if people would stop buying them, see, they're funding the criminal network when they buy those magazines.
Yeah.
And they're giving them a lot of money. You add that up, it's a lot of money to keep this propaganda going. If people would just stop it, don't subscribe to that stuff under any circumstance. You don't need it.
GQ magazine, get rid of it if you buy it. Vanity Fair, don't buy it. Architectural Digest, don't buy it. There's a list of the Cy Newhouse publications. Don't buy them.
Yeah, they don't need them. You don't need these newspapers. You don't need the magazines. Believe it or not, your life will be better without it. You don't need their stupid articles, which is propaganda and nonsense and idiotic, childish entertainment and a lot of sexual titillation. You don't need any of it.
That's right.
And you don't need the stupid advertisements that are designed for a 12-year-old. So that will save money. It'll even reduce pollution. We don't need all the paper mills pumping that junk out. So that is one thing people can do right now. Just don't subscribe.
That's right. That's right. Well, it was great to have you on again, Eric. As usual, you know, we are putting together the best we can here. And, you know, we don't want to make mistakes like the Alexander Baron incident here, which was a good education for us. I mean, you know, here's somebody we had who early on in his career did something significant, and then turns out that he was just a bunch of hooey. And
it could be a sign, though, that they've even infiltrated the British Muslim organizations too. You see,
yeah.
So this is the other thing: this infiltration into the groups. People have to take this seriously because this criminal network is not going to sit by while we expose them. They are going to try their best to keep in control and infiltrate all of the truth groups, all of the groups they can find, in order to remain in control and keep their people in control.
That's right. Well, it's great to have you on, Eric. I appreciate your time today. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Huffschmidt, my partner and friend, we work every day at this, and I hope you do too, because it's the future of our world. It's at stake here, and future of your families. Until our next broadcast, which is possibly tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying be well, and goodbye now.